So today we're going to be trolling feminists on Twitter. As you guys might know, this is the most popular series on my channel, and I haven't made one in a year and a half. It's time to troll feminists again. And if you're watching this and you're not subscribed, stop to purge. I hate men. Okay, Kimberly, that's very interesting, because when I read your bio, it said God is good. Now listen, I'm not really up to date with most religions and everything, but isn't God a man? God won't be happy when he hears about this, for real. He will not be happy when he hears about this at all. Well done, Kimberly. You are going to hell now. You have set yourself up. I hate seeing men do Uber Eats as their primary source of income. Go learn a trade, man. That is crazy. How are you hating on someone for having a job? Everyone has to be an entrepreneur. You need to be making 1 million a year, else she will not have you guys. But then we click on this woman's profile and read her bio. Director of Vibes. Now, I'm not an expert in jobs around the world, but Director of Vibes doesn't sound like it makes a lot of money, does it? What sort of job is Director of Vibes? Director of Vibes doesn't pay the bills. What does that mean? What do you direct? Sad vibe, happy vibe, moody vibe. Just say you're unemployed. And then she blocked me. Nice. I won. Lol. I fucking hate men. But that's nothing new. I'm not gonna lie, yeah. You're literally mega mine, bruv. You got the biggest forehead I've ever seen in the world. You're saying that hating men is nothing new to you. There's nothing new to you. You've thought of every thought possible. If you think of anything new, your head might explode, not gonna lie. Literally, if anything happens in the world and she has a new thought, we might be in danger. That might be a catastrophic explosion. I really do hate men. After reading that tweet, we might just read the most ironic bio I've ever seen in my life. Stream my song, No Hate, today. Clearly that song is not a true story. Didn't even learn anything from your own song. Have you not listened to your own song? Clearly the song isn't very good if the songwriter doesn't even get the message. And then Ed Sheeran herself, the songwriter, deleted the original tweet. Very smart, very smart. I post my engagement photos and lose 30 followers in 2 hours. LMFAO, I hate men.
I see a problem here already. You just got engaged. Supposed to be one of the happiest moments in life or something, I don't know. Instead of enjoying the moment.
No, as soon as it happens, you post it on Twitter. And then you track how many followers you have. You don't even care about the engagement itself. You care about the post about the engagement. You get engaged and all you care about is that you lost 30 followers, lol. You're the problem. Maybe try to have a little bit of happiness in life. Nah, you get engaged, you post it, 2 hours later, you hate all men. As soon as you lose a few followers, you hate men. Maybe no one cares about you getting engaged. That's why they unfollowed. Also, shut the fuck up.
Why are you chatting to me?
Go and sort out your wedding or something. Don't you have better things to do?
She's engaged and she's talking to me on Twitter.
That's disloyal, that. Focus on your future husband instead of Twitter, G. I'm not gonna lie, I don't wish the worst for you or anything, but I don't think the marriage is gonna go well. You're too focused on Twitter.
And then I got blocked. I'm extremely sad now that you blocked me. What will I do with my life?
I fucking hate men.
Ugh. Don't worry, we're not interested either.
Okay, gremlin, thumbs up.
Okay, you might argue calling her a gremlin is a bit far, but she deserves it.
I hate men. Good night. Wow, I must say, what a happy ending to your day.
I hate men. Good night.
Oh. Okay, then I also attached a picture of her.
I'm not gonna lie, there's not much to say here.
Sometimes the photos roast themselves. It's the fact that some people take photos like this and think they look good. You don't.
Oh, and then she blocked me.
They get scared, so they blocked me. I hate when men laugh. What's funny? Erectile dysfunction?
Real knee slapper, real knee slapper, that one. I can't stop laughing.
This is probably one of your top 5 jokes in life. Don't worry, I know you don't like it when people laugh, and that's good because you'll never make anyone laugh anyway. It's true, you don't have to worry about people laughing near you because you don't like it. You're never gonna tell a joke that's actually gonna make someone laugh.
You've clearly only ever seen men laugh at a distance.
I fucking hate men. Bro, what are you, bro?
You are a man!
No, actually, after staring at his picture for a solid 5 minutes, I've changed my mind. I'm glad you don't have enough testosterone to be a man.
You'll never be on the same level as me.
I smell of testosterone. Oh, I'm such a big man. Oh, and then they blocked me.
Another win. I just keep on winning.
You can't handle me.
If you only listen to men, you are a red flag. I am sorry. My top 10 in Spotify are not men. You are not a man-hater like me, not even close. I hate them so bad, I told them to shut the fuck up. You're not allowed to listen to any song that includes a man. How dare you sit there in your room, ooh, listening to music? You're listening to a man? To a man? That is disgusting. You're a red flag. I hope no one ever loves you. Well, I'm glad the owner of Spotify is a man so you can increase his profits every day while listening to your awful music.
I don't think she realizes the company she's using to listen to these people is owned by a man.
As opposed to what? The man who runs Apple Music? Wow, thank you. You just won the argument. Thank you for reminding us that men are still pieces of shit who run the control everything because we live in a patriarchy. Shut up so I don't have to listen to your awful self.
Jesus, why are you so angry at me?
You're getting angry at me for telling you facts that Spotify's owned by a man.
I don't even have to say much about it. You just see the picture and you know what I mean.
Someone just watched the Barbie movie and now thinks they are really smart. Also, forget about men running the world and go on a run instead, for real.
Don't worry about who runs what, who runs where. Just worry about you running in general. Like physically running, you know, like moving your body type of running. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
Then the Barbie movie expert blocked me.
Just because I told you to go on a run? I was trying to help you out. I'm being a concerned citizen.
I've been over it, but I hate Pisces men now. Me, 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 me. You're a Capri Sun. Me, me, me. You're a saggy tick. Me, me, me. You're a Pisces. Me, me, me. You're an asparagus. Me, me.
Shut up! Astrology isn't real.
The month you're born in does not control the outcome of your whole life. If you think that way, you have a smooth brain. And then the astrology master deleted her original tweet. Why would you do that? Did the stars tell you to do that? I'm not gonna lie. Deleting the original tweet, it's such a Capri Sun thing to do.
No other star sign will ever do such a thing. I hate men. I hate men. I hate men. I hate men.
Okay, she's making it very clear that she hates men. So I click on her profile and I see she's a K-pop stan. What is with stan accounts and hating men? They go hand in hand. How does being a K-pop stan help you in life? Like, you can like K-pop, you can listen to the music and stuff, but you don't have to be obsessed with it. You don't have to dedicate your whole life to stanning some random person who has no clue who you are. Get some actual hobbies, also get to life. You can enjoy things and not be unhealthily obsessed with them.
The Barbie movie made me hate men so much more than I already do. Marketing director, mediocre Twitch streamer, wife, cat mom, lover of fried foods. Lover of fried foods. Why would you put that in your bio?
That sounds extremely unhealthy. I'm not gonna lie, that explains a lot.
And also, you're a wife. I checked, by the way, and I'm pretty sure her husband is a man, so
I hope your husband finds someone better and not as easily influenced as you.
It is true, if you're letting a movie heavily influence you, you have a problem. I've seen the movie, and what can I say? Ryan Gosling is literally me.
And then this random NPC steps into the conversation and says, I hope you learn to shut the fuck up.
Who are you?
You literally came in and got hit by the crossfire now. You should have never joined this conversation.
Who the fuck invited you?
And then a picture of her. No one cares about you. Don't know why you joined in. I know you thought you ate here, lol. I just know you do. You're embarrassing. Don't be shy. Show us what you look like. Bro, think he did something here. Don't be shy. Show us your pics too, king.
I don't need to show pictures of me. I'm literally an extremely handsome man. Contrary to these two random women, I look good.
LMFAO. Don't be shy. Tell me what you searched to find tweets to reply to. Your mummy didn't give you enough attention, huh?
What are you on about?
Why are you so annoyed at me for pointing facts out?
You're a lover of fried foods?
Like, why are you talking shit?
That's not an accomplishment.
I get paid for this. You're the one sat on here hating people for no reason. I hope your dad is proud of the disappointment he raised.
You're sat on here arguing with me, giving me more content, making me more money. Thank you for looking out for me. I appreciate it. You're helping out the men in the world, so I appreciate that.
I hate straight men. Like, why are they like that?
What do you mean, like that? Straight?
Like what? Default settings?
Like, sorry I was born and then I happen to like women. Like,
what other options are there? Daily I hate men tweet. She, her, 26, Gemini.
I mean, listen, you're 26 years old. Just grow up at this point. It's crazy how you're 8 years older than me, but you're 8 years behind in knowledge. And then also, while I was on a profile, I saw one of her great tweets, one of her most intelligent tweets.
People who complain about TikTok are the weakest link.
I'm not saying you can't use the app, but if you're using it for multiple hours a day, every single day, there's a problem. Every video is so short, so you're literally just on it scrolling and scrolling. Your brain's gonna turn into mush one day.
Daily reminder that zodiac signs aren't real and too much TikTok rots your brain.
I mean, what else can I say? It's facts. And then I got blocked. Blocking me just proves that I've won.
I just keep taking W's.
Reading feminist theory because I hate hate men so much right now.
That literally sounds like the worst thing you could be reading.
Read something that will actually help you in life. Diary of a Wimpy Kid makes more sense than what you're currently reading, lol.
It's true, guys. If you pick up a Diary of a Wimpy Kid book, you will gain more knowledge than you will from reading feminist theory.
I didn't ask for your opinion now, did I?
Oh, guys. Oh, my God, guys. This is such a scary comeback. My heart's racing. I can't reply to this.
Who asked for yours? You make tweets and rant on here thinking you're cool by hating a whole gender and then proceed to get zero likes on every tweet on an app owned by a man. By using the app, you're giving a man money. I'm not gonna lie, if they truly hated men and they weren't stupid, they would not use Twitter. Okay? I don't really care. You know when you're like a little kid and you get in an argument and someone makes a good point and you're like,
well, I don't even care. Like, it's not even, I don't even care. It didn't even bother me to begin with, so.
Just like every single person on this app, when you make a tweet, lol. I don't really expect people to care, not gonna lie, but I do hope you have a wonderful day.
I don't know what you're on about. Now you're wishing me a wonderful day. You just told me you hate men. I am a man.
But you know what? I don't have any hatred towards you, so. I also hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you realize that hating people just because they are born a certain gender is not a good way to live.
Like, it's true, guys. I just ended that in a nice way, but with a good point. You will not be happy in life if you hate other people. There's probably some of you watching that you can think of people you hate, but that's not good. You should forgive, but not forget.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. The blocked counter looks a bit high today. Like, subscribe, and follow _Purge_ on Instagram, or you're gonna turn out like a Twitter feminist.